This is the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast.
You don't really think you're going to get away, do you?
We haven't spotted them yet.
The One Ring, the Darkening of Mirkwood campaign.
100 miles is running, MC Ren, I hold the gun in. You want me to kill my motherfucker and it's done in. System stereotypes.
Session 15, Escape from Dol Guldur.
Welcome to the One Ring, the Darkening of Mirkwood campaign. I am Brian. I am the lore master. We are shorthanded tonight, but we're going to do our best. Please tell me your name, your character's name, and your character's worst fear.
My name is Mike. I'm playing Fendigil, one of the Dunedain, and his worst fear is that he has these disturbing dreams in the night that he is a short-fingered Bulgarian. No. I think his worst fear is because he's seen it up in Arnor, the loss of more of Middle Earth to the ever encroaching shadow.
Alrighty.
My name is Jack. I'm playing Brand, son of Gorm of the Bardings. And his greatest fear is he's already lost two of his friends. One stopped adventuring, and the other one was lost in the ruins, and he's starting to wonder if he's going to be next. He's too young and pretty to die.
I can either confirm or deny it. So.
Well, he thinks he's too young and pretty to die.
Okay. When last left off, you guys were on the causeway from Dol Guldur to Fenrir Castle, and I misspoke last time when I said it was a couple hundred yards. It's actually more than 1 mile.
Jesus.
But you're getting inside of Fenbridge Castle. When we had an episode last time around,
mm-hmm.
Would you like to describe that episode in some detail? Fendigil?
I cannot stand the filth and stench of this freaking shadow armor any longer! And then Denethor tackled me and was like, shh, shh, calm down, all the way down. And so, yes, I am basically down to my skivvies now at this point.
Okay.
Or at least all the orcish filth is off.
Would the two of you like to give me...
I didn't know that streaking was a class feature of Rangers.
It is now.
What's your charisma score?
No, I'm kidding. It's part of the college hijinks skill tree.
College hijinks. Awareness.
Awareness. I got that. That would be a 15. Great success.
12. Oh, crap, I'm still fatigued. Oh, crap. I'm still weary, rather.
You're just rolling your eyes at the elf, pinning him down.
After all this time, I would have thought Denethor would have been the catcher.
All right, I appreciate that.
We miss you, Dick.
However, you clearly hear the sound of a horn.
Denethor, get off me. You're heavy.
He's like 60 pounds.
Amazingly heavy for an elf.
Well, he's been eating woodman food.
So. There's a joke there.
Crap.
One step away from Ent Drifts. He's put on like 6 inches and it's all sideways. Don't. It's killing you, I know, but...
The fact that you thought about it the exact same time I thought about it.
I just tell that smirk.
Your mind is just as dirty as mine, friend.
Anyway. What you gonna do, bad boys?
Is the horn coming from the direction of Fenbridge Castle?
Yes, it is.
The direction we are going.
Yeah.
Is Dol Guldur an island in the middle of this? It is. It's surrounded by like
pretty much, yeah.
Swampy, filthy moat.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Shall I count the ways we are bound?
Right now, but we'll see. I give you guys a description of the moat last time.
Yes.
And you stayed well clear.
Something about the Radagast said something about the horrible grasping hands that come out of the muck. And
sounded akin to the description of the Black Marsh in the old book, huh?
Dead moats.
The dead moat?
Foul morass surrounds the hill of sorcery on all sides. The moat itself is a muddy hell of stagnant pools, concealed pits, and poisonous fumes. The greatest danger lies beneath the surface. The dead of Dol Guldur lie in the bottom, and any living creature that steps in the mud is dragged down by dead hands and drowned! Leeches and strangely prodigiously huge snails live in the moat.
And we have about a mile of causeway yet to cross.
No, behind you. Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're close to the castle.
They see us.
Yeah.
We are boned.
Okay, well, we're far less boned. Because I thought we still had to run toward them for a mile. And then leap off the causeway into the moat and go the rest of the way that way. So I'm actually pretty optimistic about this situation.
Do you still have the map?
The little Jiffy sketch map we did?
Yeah. I want to show... I might have a plan. That never happens. This is the castle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's Dol Guldur.
Okay. So which one's the castle?
The one that's all shrouded.
We'll go to the castle, knock on the door, and ask to use their phone.
Because there's a light over the Frankenstein place?
You knock upon my mind and ask to borrow a cup of wisdom.
Okay. So we're roundabouts here, right? We're roundabouts here, right?
Not quite that close, but yeah.
Okay, somewhere in here.
Yeah.
Well, we have two choices. Either A, we try and end the round before they can actually come through, muster themselves. So we either book ass and try and end the round, or we go through the moat of, what do you call it? The moat of doom?
The dead moat.
Dead moat. So, I'm for end around.
I am too. I think we go off the causeway into the moat. I think that's going to slow us down a lot. So if we can just get there before they start coming out, not get tangled up in a fight, and run like hell, I think that's a great idea.
I think booking ass is our best chance.
Yep.
I mean, I'm fatigued, but I think this way we're only sacrificing our body, probably. This way, we're probably going to end up, you know, just sucking shadow points left, right, and center. And I don't think we can spare any more of those.
Yep.
You always head back and try to winter in Dol Guldur.
We could open it as a sanctuary.
I would rather... I would rather slather my ass in honey and sit on a fire ant hill. Yeah, we're basically going to end... I'm saying we're going to basically have to hoof all the way around the freaking keep.
Yeah.
It's either that or...
We don't have to get back on that side.
We don't?
No, just...
Well...
That way.
Away.
I mean, you have to get past it, but you don't have to get there.
Which way is this facing? Which way is north, basically?
North is up on that.
North is up?
Yeah.
Okay, well... Yeah, well, then we can just end around the right, and just can haul ass down the path. Or we can haul ass into the woods and see if we can lose them.
Okay.
I don't know.
As you're debating, you see numerous archers starting to man the upper ramparts.
Mm-hmm. So we're hauling ass.
Radagast says, "Sorry, you suckers!" See what I did there?
No, I don't get it.
Why?
Oh.
"Sorry, you suckers!" And he kind of turns to the moat, and you know, like, he brandishes his staff.
Well, I thought he was flashing.
And some of the marsh seems to move to the sides a little bit, creating, you know, a corner path, the way you were saying.
Oh!
Radagast is now being played by John Heston.
Yes.
You give me your hand. You can go straight for the castle if you want.
No, let's...
I like this plan better.
Let's book.
So, leap off the causeway and run through the Dead Sea.
Okay. It's still sticky.
That's what you did there.
And as you are... running, you're disturbed by the fact that hands are slowly reaching out of the moat at you.
Oh no, this is normal by now.
Never get out of the boat. Never get out of the boat. Everybody, please give me an athletics test.
Even if I burned a hope, I wouldn't be able to make it. Unfortunately, I got a 5. It would be a 9 if I burned a hope.
Roll a feat die, and you'll lose that. The endurance goes through the wall.
4.
Okay.
I got a 10 with a Sauron.
Yeah, that's going to result in a wound.
Okay. So I am wounded?
Yes.
Wait, are you weary?
No, but I am wounded.
How could you be? Okay.
Wounded and weary are two different things.
I know.
A hand grabbed you, wrenched your ankle really hard. You're about to go. And you hacked at it until it lets you go, but you're a little gimpy on that foot.
Okay.
Okay. You guys get across. And are making a break for it northwards.
Mm-hmm. Brand, can you give me a hand here?
Yeah, of course.
Never mind. Got one.
That's dangerously close to you, young friend. It's not worth it.
No, I will.
Why, you're cold as a bone, sir.
I notice that he's limping, and I do the whole, we're going to, you know, put him over, throw his arm over my shoulder and try and hobble along.
Denethor Curian piggyback. All right. So you're scampering along. You definitely hear noises inside the castle. Shouts, dogs barking, horns, clattering of arms and armor. Where are you going once you get across the moat?
So I'm kind of picturing, like, he opened up a path for us, like this kind of?
Yeah. Yep.
I'd say right off into the, woods, and away.
Okay.
We can try and lose him in the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. You hear barking behind you. The advance patrol is closing, so we'll have one combat here. We're continuing. You see two orcs and wolves closing behind you. Give me battle. Check.
Great.
Okay. So you gentlemen have the initiative. Like I said, you have two orcs and two wargs. Well, two orcs riding two wargs. One orc riding one warg times two.
Yes.
Okay. Now, they were riding like 1 foot on each. Although that's a hell of an idea.
The possibilities are endless.
It is. So
Jean-Claude Van Damme is doing splits over the idea right now.
Select your stance.
We are both forward. Did.
Okay. So who wants to go first?
Age before beauty.
Oh. Yeah, I am older than you. So.
That old age, Sanella, something.
Come down with a case of CRS, huh?
I'm going to do
that. Would any either of you like to have an opening volley?
For what?
I have dagger.
I have nothing to volley openly with.
I will throw my dagger away like I always do.
You know what? Wait, I actually do have a dagger. I've never used it. Hang on. I'm going to try this.
Gimbal.
All right. Shitty.
Who are you throwing at?
Probably at one of the orcs riding a warg. So that hits edge.
So we got to roll protection.
Has an injury of 12. And we'll do 3 damage.
Okay, he will succeed on the test, but take damage. What did you get?
I got a 10.
Okay.
On my dagger chucking.
What are you attacking?
Probably the other one.
Oh, well, interesting. No, you're fine. All right, so on to melee.
Okay, I'm going to use my awe. Okay. I'm going to do the elaborate Ranger Kata with the spear that strikes terror into the hearts of my foes.
Uh-huh.
And that is a Gandalf, sir.
Who are you attacking?
Demoralizing.
I'm demoralizing. So I'm robbing them of hate, I hope.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be too busy fighting to do that later.
So what did you get?
A Gandalf.
Any greater extraordinary successes?
No.
Okay. Bran, son of Gorm.
Well, unfortunately, trying to demoralize my foes just doesn't appeal to me. I'm going to hit him in the head a lot.
Which one?
The one on the left. I don't know.
You got two goblins and two wolves.
I'm taking on a warg. I just don't know.
Okay. Do you want the one with the wounded goblin or the one without?
The one without.
Okay.
Okay. That is 13.
That'll hit.
Okay. Damage is going to be then 13.
You take out a warg. All right.
I love this fucking sword.
I'll make the goblin do a survival check to retain his wits enough to be active this round. And that's it.
Which goblin? The goblin on top of the warg I just killed?
Yeah. So he kind of tumbles off. He looks like he'll recover in a moment, but he's not active this round. The other ones will go for you because you're the one to do.
Yep.
He will attack you with a jagged knife.
Okay.
And the wolf will woof you. Bite. 13?
That would hit a 7?
Yes.
So, yes.
Okay. He will do 3 points of endurance.
Okay.
No edge. Would anyone like to change their stance?
I'm moving to defensive.
Okay.
All right. I'm staying right where I am.
I've only got 3 in... three endurance right now, so.
Oh.
By moving defensive, I effectively double my parry, so.
Yeah. So I'm going to go for the wounded orc.
Okay.
Is it an orc or a goblin? I thought these were the big bad orcs.
No, this isn't.
Okay.
This is a stout, so probably a goblin.
Okay.
I'm going to try to take him off the warg.
Mm-hmm.
12... 17.
I left.
And that's going to be 7 hurt.
He drops. Right. Check that.
I'm going to go for a 2-for-1 wolf special.
Okay.
Edge.
Okay.
So that would be 20. Great.
Okay, how much damage does that do?
That would be 10, 14,
okay,
17.
Down. It's down.
Plus the injury test of 18.
Okay. The other orc will run into the bush. So you have a moment's peace, but the alarm is still being raised behind you.
Yeah, we keep running.
Okay.
So what was Radagast doing while we were, you know, hacking apart these critters?
Things. Don't worry about Radagast. We'll get stuff from him one at a time.
Mouse ball!
Actually, when you turn to look, you see him chanting, and the forest is kind of, you know, the weird effect that they have in movies when they do a crash zoom, when they're pulling mm-hmm. the camera away, it's kind of like that. You see the forest.
It's distorting, and
yeah. Yeah. So, we are going to go into a kind of journey, because you've got 60 miles of terrain to get through before you get to your home base. Why don't you guys give me a lore check?
Never mind.
Mirkwood lore would not be applicable.
It is not in this case. Well, sure.
All right. Well, I rolled it, and I'm invoking it, and I got a 17 grade.
Okay, you get.
I'm going to take an XP or a
advancement point.
Yeah.
You can give yourself 2 bonus dice for the journey ahead.
Okay. I got a 9, so that's not going to do anything.
Okay. Radagast, master of shape and hue, is distorting the forest to make it easier for you to distance your pursuers, so both of you can give yourself one extra bonus die for the upcoming journey.
We're probably going to need it.
Yeah. All right, so we are going to move to this.
Okay.
We currently have a lead of one. We're using the pursuit table supplies in one of the adventures, even though this isn't that adventure. Alright, why don't you guys give me a travel check? The open leg of the journey is dashing through the thickness of the wood.
Gandalf, great.
Okay.
14, great.
Okay.
Oh, sure, now we're rolling like aces.
Yeah.
Huh? You're going to lose a... gain a point of fatigue.
Okay.
however, you do get enough.
Don't you have like a whole bunch of bonus dice?
I do. I don't know if I want to spend them yet.
What roles do you guys usually take in your?
I think I was a scout last time.
Okay. Usually.
Denethor was the guide.
Okay.
Before, but that was kind of like optimizing the group. Okay. I would be just fine as the guide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I've got...
Well, what does the guide use?
Explorer, I think.
Guides use travel. Scouts use explore. Huntsmen use hunting. Lookouts use aware. So...
I've got...
staffed, so... I mean, it's not like you guys...
You're better at hunting than I am, and we're equal on explore.
Yeah. I'm favored on explore. I have 3 in awareness.
Okay. Why don't you give me a hunting roll?
Okay. Burn a bonus die.
Okay.
16. I'm going to burn another bonus die. Because okay. I really want a great success on that.
Yeah.
No, 21.
Okay, that'll get you there. you are able, as you escape the first leg, to hide your tracks somewhat behind you. That's your success. All right. All right, you guys can increase your lead by 1. And that will allow you to take as much downtime as you need. Go ahead and treat that wound.
Okay, so it is now treated.
Well, somebody's got to make a healing check.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I heal myself?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm just saying you have You'd be better a few off minutes to catch your breath. So.
13, great.
Is this something I can assist with? Or is that how does that work?
Oh, that's a 2. I thought it was a 7.
Yeah, no.
Why don't you roll and see what...
Me?
Bradagast will help, because he's there. So that'll get you there. Keep in mind you're in severe terrain, so the TN of most of your challenges right now is 18.
Okay.
That's just 8, so that's not perfect, right? So yeah, you can have treated the wound at this point. You are deep in the forest. You can hear the pursuers behind you. Is there anything in particular you'd like to do, or any direction you'd like to go?
I would like to try and take an unexpected path.
Okay.
To try and throw them off our trail. Is there a stream or something we can use to...
Sure, there's burbling muck.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Good try.
All right, so that would be a...
target number 18.
Right. You said that's explore, right?
Yep.
Burning the bonus die. Didn't help. Burning a hope will get me there. That'll give me 18 exactly. Holy crap.
Okay. Yeah. You can give yourself one more lead.
Yay.
All right.
I'm sorry. I can't math right now.
It's okay. All right. We'll go into the second leg of the journey. Why don't you both give me a travel test?
Oh, I still have one.
Gandalf.
Okay.
I will burn.
Oh, before we go farther.
I can't use those.
Oh, well, you're right. Sorry.
Before we go farther, what happens when your hope matches your shadow?
We have a bound madness. No, wait.
Once you roll surpassed.
Sour. Yeah, once you roll sour. Yeah.
Okay.
So you become miserable.
Yeah.
But you don't. The bout of madness comes later. so I got a. That's favored, so that's a lot. 25.
Okay.
On travel.
They both made it.
G. Dolphy.
Yeah. Okay. Who has a higher travel?
I have two, and that's favored.
I just have two.
Okay, give me both of you try this.
18.
Okay.
Gandalf.
All right. Yeah, you've been wading through swamps and such. You managed to keep your provisions up and safe.
Mm-hmm.
This is taking several days, so you're under the gun, but you do have time to stop and rest. So we'll say you can recover your heart in endurance.
They're chasing us for several days? Wow.
Yeah.
That's tenacity.
Pretty deep in enemy territory. Okay, why don't you give me another fatigue test, or travel check.
Single.
Seven. Sauron.
Roll a success die, please.
Okay.
Five.
Okay. You're climbing out of the brush, sort of down into a valley. You can see just way off in the distance the spire of Tyrant's Hill, where theoretically you can shelter if you get there. At which point you see coming up the valley, almost like they did an end around, a band from the castle's pursuit. So,
okay. No, I can't use that information. Never mind.
You guys rested. This is your third roll, so give yourself another heart and endurance back.
Okay.
Because I'm sure you'll need it.
I was going to say, so I'm no longer weary. But I mean, that way, I'm still miserable.
You can't have everything.
Well, I'm married. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
No, what was I going to say? What would I have to roll to figure out if my character knows about line of sight? Basically, if I can see something on the horizon, it's got to be 10 miles or less away.
Travel.
Okay. Fifteen.
Okay.
Okay. And then figuring out if I can see that, then they can see us if I try and start a fire.
Okay. Yeah, all out.
What is it with you and fire?
It's a great signal.
Fire, fire.
Well, think about it. Tyrant's Hill is right there. If I start a fire, they go, hey, look, there's a fire. Why the hell is there a fire? Go find out.
Okay.
Now I get it. Won't that just draw the orcs to us, though? Like, the orcs haven't spotted us. They're just...
Oh, they have. They're forming up for a charge.
Okay. How many are there?
A bunch.
Way too many?
Unless you can think of another way to try and get Tyrant's Hill to...
Well, they've spotted us, so go ahead and start a fire. I don't care.
You can do that instead of an opening bell, basically. All
right. Are orcs afraid of fire?
No. They love to burn shit.
Okay, why doesn't everybody give me a battle check?
Sixteen.
11.
Okay. You can give yourself one more battle knife. Hey, don't eat the cord. The cord. Go.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
we don't have any other way to signal. Horn.
Got a horn.
We have a horn?
Orc horn.
You know what?
Maybe not. We probably got rid of that.
You know what? That might actually help. Because if they, over in, over Tyrant's Hill, if they hear orc horns, they're going to come running. Because didn't the leader of that particular area have a penchant for removing orc heads?
No.
Blow the damn horn.
It's probably loud enough to be able to hear it.
Whenever I hear orc horn, I'm thinking it sounds like a vuvuzela. It's like, what's the most annoying thing I can come up with?
Okay, you see four larger orcs, all riding wolves. One of the combos appears to be larger than the others.
Oh, great.
Black orcs?
Would you like another bottle?
Sure.
I think I recovered
my dagger.
Sure.
No, I threw that away.
Okay. All right, so you gentlemen have the initiative. What would you like to do? They are targeting.
Is there a way to brace?
Nope. In terms of color, that's exactly what I'm doing. Setting my spear and bracing for the charge.
Okay.
Uh, 17. Great.
You know something we have never
on done? The. You said there was a warg orc combo.
Yeah.
I think on the big warg.
Okay. So 17.
Great.
Will hit.
And that is going to be 14 damage.
Very impressive. Tell me if you get any special characters, Gandalfs or whatever. Yeah, I suppose you would. Jack.
I bellow furiously and proceed to try and stick Angerill and just meaty orc bits. And 3 damage. I didn't hit high enough or anything else.
On who? Just one of the orcs?
Yeah, one of the orcs.
Okay.
I like that. Even when I miss, I hit. It's a nice little ability.
In your business. Sorry. I just wrote down the hit points next to where I wrote down that joke. all right. Oh. Okay. Two orcs attacking you. 8 will miss you.
They gotta hit 18 or better to hit me.
Could have a 13 to hit me.
That is gonna be 5 + 5 = 10 endurance.
Okay.
That was from the bigger orc. Who appeared to give back as good as he got. I have Sauron. Sorry, dude. Eight endurance and a protection test, please. Target number is 12.
Made it 14.
Okay.
Ow.
The other one will miss. Alright, back to you. Would anyone like to change their stance?
I'm going to remain forward for now.
Okay.
And, go for the big boy.
Okay.
So let me use my battle die. That's pretty good. 17, great.
Now, last time you hit the wolf?
I hit the wolf on the charge.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm hitting the orc.
Okay, 17.
14 damage.
Forward. So, yeah, that'll hit. 14 damage. Okay. Very good hit. All right, Jack.
Kill me an orc.
Holy buckets.
16 exceptional success.
Okay. What kind of damage is that?
That would be...
Wait, you were...
I'm defensive.
16 will hit.
21.
Okay. Alright, we'll take one out.
Yeah, because for each great success, you add your damage, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Body damage.
Yep, so... Yeah, 21.
Okay. Yep, you cleave him in twain. Boyle slakes its thirst in its blood. okay. So I've got one on you. Gandalf will miss. The 14 will not hit you. 2 on you. 9. Grey Orc roll. Today is Grey Orc, I'm just saying. Parry of 8.
Nope. I mean, yes, it is.
Okay. That's going to be another 10 darts.
Okay. That puts me down to weary.
Okay. Yeah, he is chopping away. The one that tries to attack you that does very badly as he's swinging, a flight of black butterflies swarm at him, confusing him in his face, so he stumbles back away from you. And he
Excellent.
Would anyone like to change your stance?
No.
I'm going to go to open.
Okay. You still have the first attack, though.
Okay. I'm in the thick of it here.
Okay. Who are you attacking?
The great big orc is still up?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 16.
Take down the leader. I'm going to spend that battle die. And, okay. I'm going to burn a hope.
Okay.
I'm going all out to hit him, so that will make 16.
Okay.
To hit, and that will do 7 damage.
Okay. That drops him. Very impressive. Jack.
How many orcs are left?
One orc by him, one orc with butterflies by you, and then 4 wolves.
Okay. One orc is busy, yeah, so I shall kill his wolf.
Okay.
No, wait.
Okay.
You can't use them, might as well.
They're all yours.
All right. And then it's just the regular body, or is it the favored body?
Is it your favorite weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be 15. Well, then I still
you're
do 3.
You're still reward, right? Or defensive.
I still do 3.
Yeah, okay. You need a 17 to hit from defense.
It'll be death by inches, but hey.
That's okay. So you did 3 to him. He's okay. The wolf will attack you. 8 will miss.
Uh-huh.
The other orc will attack you. Gandalf. The wolf. The big wolf will attack you. 15.
Nope, it was 16.
Okay. So he just misses you, like snapping jaws.
Mm-hmm.
You're dodging with your spear. However, the other orc.
He's got a special move he learned online. I like to call this one the Donkey Punch.
All right. As he misses, Ready Ass has been chanting in the background this whole time. You swear that you hear sweet female voices singing in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of a magical musical sound to your ears, despite the deafening din of the battle. All of you may regain 1 point of hope.
Does that mean I'm no longer miserable?
Sure. Damn.
I wanted to know if that took it off. So.
Yeah. Okay. Top of the order. Anyone like to change your stance?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to, with that big wolf snapping at me,
yep,
I'm going to put that spear right down his gullet.
Okay.
Will a 14 hit?
Yeah, 15.
That's worth spending that point of hope on him. Because that hit edge, sir.
Nope.
So, 7 damage to him.
7 damage is enough.
Okay.
That'll drop him. All right. Jack.
My name is Mork. I'm going to kill an orc. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to kill the kill a wolf. The same one I'm hacking at.
Okay.
19.
Uh-huh.
Alright, so that's 13 damage.
I'll drop the wolf. You hear more orc horns in the distance. Alright, let's see. I still got an orc over there. Orc and a wolf. Will the 13 hit you?
It is 16 at this point.
Okay.
You don't hit nearly as much when you're in the... Not in the forward, but you definitely live longer.
Yeah, my endurance is down there pretty quickly.
All right. Anyone like to change their stance?
Nope.
I'm staying there.
Okay.
So I've got an orc and
orc and a wolf in front of you.
Orc and a wolf. I will go for the orc. Nope. Getting way too tired. Got it.
No? Okay. No. Jack.
Still a goblin there.
Is the goblin still butterflied?
Kind of, yes.
Alright.
Say he's weary.
I'm going to take his wolf out from under him.
You already did.
Oh, so I killed both wolves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he did on the last two turns.
He's got the only wolf that's left.
Okay. Oh. Then I shall help him with the butterflies by removing his head from his shoulders.
Okay.
In theory. 1 second. That's an eye, so it's an automatic hit. Yay, runes of victory.
Okay.
But it's not... That doesn't count as edge, so that would be 13.
Okay, that drops.
God, I'm glad I'm not miserable right now.
Runes of victory, runes of your scalp. okay.
Hey, how to get ahead in battle?
You see another band of... You know, you're looking in the valley, you see another band wolves with orcs mounted on them in mm-hmm. the distance coming around the mountain when they come. Orc and wolf will attack you. That's going to be a big no. Ooh,
16?
20.
Yep.
That's the wolf. It's going to do 6.
Okay.
Endurance.
I am still up.
And I need an edge. Or a protection test.
All right. Being weary, do hollow numbers don't count on protection tests either. Right. Okay. 15. Exceptional.
That is what you need.
Okay.
However, he has seized you. So, beginning next round, you cannot change stance.
Okay.
And your parry rating is reduced to half, rounded up, until you somehow get it.
Okay. So it'll take a 13 to hit me now.
Yeah. Okay, I just see you.
I'm going to get rid of this wolf problem.
Okay.
He basically has me grappled. I'm choking up on the spear to just have, like, you know, the pointy bit and a foot of shaft. I'm just trying to jam it in one. Snarling
too
at
easy.
The wolf as he snarls at me.
Too easy.
Shut up. I'll go ahead and burn hope on that.
14.
Yeah, I will burn hope to make that a 22.
22 attack?
22 attack. It'll okay. do 7 damage.
Okay. Good hit him. Jack.
All right. Is he... That orc is still up? Seriously?
Yeah, I have an orc and a wolf yet.
Okay. As a bit of flavoring, I am going to... We're still in a wooded area, right?
Yeah, you're kind of...
All right. I am going to try and run at him, see if I can't vault off a stump or something, and I'm going to right, you know, overhand, double-headed stab, right down into the wolf.
Wolf?
Well, or the orc. The orc.
Okay.
Orc sounds more epic.
Your rearward? Or
I'm defensive.
Defensive, you need a 16.
17.
Okay, that'll do it.
13 damage.
Yeah, killed him. Alright. One shot wonder over here. Alright, so there is still a wolf grasping your leg. However, as long as he's grasping, he can't bite you again.
Okay.
Can I be robust enough to try and finish off the wolf in the same action? Or is that stretching it?
What's it worth to you?
Let's assume that I had no sleep last night, and I'm on a lot of medications. So you're gonna have to put this in the
kit.
You're gonna have to put this in small words for me.
Well, wow.
Totally worth it.
Okay.
I'm miserable again, but I don't care.
Get this thing off of me.
If I'm happy again.
I like this dichotomy.
Come stop this crazy thing.
Edge. Nice. So that is 13 damage. Injury check of 18.
No need. So I'm obviously going to have to start throwing tougher stuff at you guys.
Well, I like this.
As you see, as you kill that one, the band of orcs coming around, out of the trees comes human cavalry, and like the Battle of the Pelennor Fields moment as Mogdred's men smash into the side of the goblins, surprising and routing them. So they will be able to recover you, and you'll be able to limp back to the demon Tyrant's Hill to recover.
Well done.
I screamed. I shall scream defiantly the entire way. No, I want to kill him! I want to kill him! Let me go!
I'll be forward again. You guys will be able to recover Herc plus 2 when you get back there.
Okay.
And you get a night's sleep. And at this point, what would you like to do?
Stop being miserable. Good luck.
So, I have a treated wound, but I'm no longer wounded. You're not wounded.
Oh, yeah, so you're not going to get your heart plus 2. You're going to get 2.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm probably going to have to rest a little bit more.
Yeah, and they'll shelter you there. They're not exactly friendly people, but set you up for a while. How long are you going to try to wait and cover?
3 days, if they'll can put up with us for that long.
Okay.
I mean, I've got a twisted ankle and a wolf bite and...
Yeah. It's odd that the twisted ankle would be a more serious situation. Well, let's say you broke your ankle. Suitably horrible.
60 miles on a broken ankle? I don't think so. It's a bad sprain.
Okay. So yeah, you'll be able to... 3 days, you'll be able to do 6 endurance back.
Okay. Still weary, but not ready to drop at the instant. So.
Okay, and you are out of the chase. So, when you're feeling like it, you can go with Radagast at your own pace to north to Roskavel and Lactar.
Okay. I think, since we're in the neighborhood, we should go look at... I mean, I think we could winter in Woodmantown or something.
Yeah.
But go look at the Bloody Ghost, since that's right there. And that was kind of like one of the three things. And then in the spring, maybe we could go and be ambassadors between the woodmen and the elves. Or, I mean, the
partings. Is that...
That's more of a Nick and you thing, you know.
All right, how would you guys go about doing that?
Well, I guess you've heard rumors. I've heard rumors once. You've heard rumors half a dozen times, so it would be...
The last time we saw something like this, Brand says to a Fendigal, it was a pair of goblins standing atop each other's shoulders. Or however that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, two kids in a coat trying to pass off as an adult. So I'm hoping this is the same kind of thing. Because if it is, well, just think. Two goblins would be a nice, easy change of pace right about now, wouldn't it?
Sure.
Compared to... Hey, compared to what we've just been through, two goblins is a walk in the park.
Did you guys ever really... Did we kind of cover a debrief? Do you remember the information you found last session?
You never talked about it. You just... I mean, we grabbed papers. We were going to give them to Radagast, so maybe we could do that now.
There you go.
So when we split up from Radagast, we say, here's all the things we found. What does it mean, oh, wise one?
Okay.
Magnets, how they work.
To recap, first found the corpse of an orc.
Mm-hmm.
Stabbed with a knife. Of Elven make.
Did we take that? No, we didn't.
I took it as my replacement dagger.
And which he then threw at other orcs.
Yes.
Despite the proximity of the marshes, he must have handled recently as his body was relatively uncorrupted.
And he had 30 pieces of silver from the Woodland Realm. So he was like either a spy or a traitor or something nefarious.
No.
Maybe.
Labyrinth, you found a library that was hastily abandoned. Some of the documents spoke of scouting missions into the Vales of Anduin. Another had alarmingly up-to-date description of the military forces of Lake Town. Majority were written in common, some were in Elvish, some were in another speech that gave the Hebrews used to look at. Radagast takes those from you and pockets them as soon as... then you found another body, a fellow from Lake Town, a man... gaping wound in his side, made by the jagged orc sword lying beside him. Searching his belongings reveals a pouch, a lozenge-shaped silver pennies, coins minted in the Woodland Realm, and usually employed to deal with foreigners. Near the body was a grating with some bloodstained pages stuffed into it. Written in common speech, described the woodland realm in considerable detail, mentioning the guards along the elf path and the forest toward the east gate and the defenses of Thranduil's halls. And surprisingly. Yes, as you're discussing this in the Tyrant's Hill, Radagast confides that he believes that this suggests or proves that there's a traitor in Thranduil's halls. He hoped that the Woodland Realm would continue to be a bastion against the corruption of Kirkwood, but the elves have never willingly served the enemy, but it seemed even that hope may be proper in this game. okay, so that's what you got out of that. So
we have reason to believe that there is
a traitor in the Woodland Realm.
Traitor in the Woodland Realm, or at least someone who's at a minimum unknowingly serving the enemy.
So that's kind of the plot carry forward from all of that.
Okay.
Endeavor. Not that it's relevant at this moment, but that's your take. So. Okay, so you wanted to chase down the ghost?
I don't know. That almost seems more pressing, doesn't it? That there might be a traitor in the Woodland Realm. Maybe someone's been playing fouls. What do you think, Vindigo?
I think that the ghost is right here, and we wouldn't have to travel a long and arduous journey to get to the Woodland Realm.
You get a point.
And I've never partied with the woodman before. And I keep hearing things about this lamp that I want to see.
Yes, you do.
I'd say let's go after the ghost and then spend the winter here and then go to the Woodland Realm and try to root out this traitor and also deal with the kind of diplomatic mission.
Is there
any... Because that'll all be in the same place.
Is there any way we can send message saying that we think that there might be something there?
Oh, Radagast will.
Or we could send Denethor maybe.
But, yeah, discretion is also...
True.
Of importance in a situation like that. Sending heralds all over with the news is not necessarily a good thing. Yeah, he'll take it in hand. Confer with Thranduil.
Okay.
When the time is appropriate.
As long as...
Yeah. It's just almost, you know, not to take away the veil too much, but it's almost more for you guys to be aware that not all is in this end of Elven Tree. Thank you.
All right, so let's go kill a ghost.
All right.
Let's go find a ghost first.
Wait, how long do we take to heal?
Or
to
you can get up to your full endurance.
Okay. It was only 11
you're
more.
Taking two a day, so...
I need 2 more weeks.
Yeah, so I need rest and recuperate that time before starting some endeavor.
No, let's keep this colorful.
Okay.
I'll go half that.
So, what is your method of choice?
Well, we had heard rumors, I guess, in Rivendell. About the bloody, and that there were, so are we in, like, Woodman Town?
Sure.
Okay. Ask around Woodman Town.
Okay.
Since we've been hanging about there for a week now, I will, use my lore and trade tales with the, oldsters to hear what I can hear about these, stories.
Yeah, okay.
Or do you want a courtesy check first and do this, like, an interaction?
Stuff for that.
Okay.
You can give me a courtesy to just in general. So,
yeah, hobnobbing.
Tell me your secrets, old man!
Yeah. Yeah, you just heard rumors of various attacks on farms along the river. Yeah. The only person that has died appeared to be a farmer who was trampled by cows. Out trying to catch who was stealing his chickens, the bloody ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the starless cows.
Well, let's go talk to this farmer.
Oh, Ingomer of Woodland Hall has put a bounty on the head of the bloody ghost.
Oh, well then, probably talk to Ingomer.
Okay.
Tell me what you know!
Share your secrets, man.
But does he know, like, the location of the most recent sighting or attack?
The most recent sighting or attack
we'll say Woodman Town. In and around the eaves of the forest in this area.
Okay. So I guess, yeah, like wander and start talking with some of the freesteaders around there, and just kind of door to door. What have you heard?
Okay.
When was it?
Lots of rumors. The thing has nasty teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Swallowed a man whole. It's not a thing of this world.
Mm.
It's a gorilla of soul. It strikes and sinks back the night. Yeah, it seems to ravage livestock, chickens particularly. Smaller, but it doesn't go like cows. They occasionally will be mutilated.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Brand, how do you feel about wearing... dressing up like a sheep?
Well, it's not my favorite thing, but it's not bad.
We already told all the sheep jokes.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Bah, ram you. Bah, ram you. Bah, ram me.
Yep.
Yep.
God. So, yeah, I guess...
a Monty Python joke.
We'll stake out a chicken house.
Okay. You gonna dress him up like a sheep?
No.
Okay.
No, we discussed that idea and rejected it.
Okay.
But what am I going to do with my goatskin leggings?
You find a farmer who will let you stay there for a couple weeks. You know, make yourself useful during the day. And then mm-hmm. you can situate yourselves how you want during the night. So, yeah, he's got a chicken coop. So how would you try to set such an...
Just, like, if you want. Split the night in watches.
Okay.
So that one of us is always got an eye on the chicken house from like a kind of hidden location.
Okay. I have a question. What would I roll to try and set up some kind of alarm system?
Correct.
I'm going to try and set up some kind of alarm system. You know, tripwires with jangly bits.
Tin cans. Yeah.
Well, same basic idea, yeah. Ten.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you get a string with little bells on it.
That's the idea, yeah.
Okay.
I was just thinking, you know, put those in areas where...
Because it's a bright purple string with silver bells. I know. A little glint in the moonlight, but yeah. Okay. No, that's, yeah, acceptable.
Just gonna piss on my pocket.
You rolled a ten. So you're gonna do... Yeah, I mean, you can stay out there for, you know, a week or two. Alright, so you guys are taking watches over the chicken coop. So, you're there for a couple of weeks. Give me awareness checks. I guess one for each of you for each night. And we'll just start seeing what you guys see, if any.
You first.
Okay.
So 14 awareness checks?
Yeah. Wait, one at a time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't just roll. I mean, yeah. So, what did you get on the first one?
Garbage.
Okay.
12, great.
Okay. The night passes uneventfully.
Okay.
Night two.
17, great.
Okay. You actually stay awake this time.
Okay.
But yeah, you don't see it.
16.
It's a full moon, so you think you got a good view of things. And, yeah, I didn't see anything.
Especially my purple string.
See those bells from miles.
What a nice job that was.
16.
Yeah.
11 with an eye.
Okay. Oh, hey.
You're hit by an arrow.
Suddenly... You're so fucking bored by this. You're like, I wanted to have a life of adventure. I wanted to get things.
Yeah.
I wanted to get that ruby the size of my head. Here I am stuck out in the fucking woods looking at a goddamn chicken coop. So tell me, how does your grasping come into play in this moment?
Tough. I mean, there's not a lot for me to play with there.
Well, you know.
Your daughter... Give me your daughter.
Yeah, I mean, you could try to rob the farmer. Denethor, you know, you've always been whining that you haven't had a ranged weapon for your opening volleys, and Denethor's got a nice one sleeping right there.
I say, screw this, I'm going to go find some runes, and I just... completely disregarding everything.
Okay.
So we wake up in the morning and you're just not there. You're not off at the inn.
I'm off to go find a ruby the size of my fucking head.
Okay.
So yeah, I maybe go to the inn to find rumors of one.
Sure.
I could choose to postpone your reaction. So you can keep control of your character for now. Until the war. No, it's okay. We'll wait until it's dramatically relevant. But yeah, you're getting miserable. You're like, what the fuck am I doing sitting out here watching a chicken? That being said, let's roll again.
Okay, night. 4-4?
Yeah.
18, great.
Okay. Okay.
Gandalf.
Okay. Pretty sure you would have seen something if it was there.
Yeah, I couldn't see it from all the way back, and fuck it.
All right.
Gandalf.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Am I back, or did I just...
Yeah, no.
Or did I just...
No, we're holding... I'm holding your bout of madness in my pocket for a few, when it's thematically appropriate. You guys are rolling really well. Why don't you give me another one?
Great.
Okay.
And I hit edge.
8.
Give me an awareness protection test.
Yeah.
I see your awareness test and raise you in oblivious.
Those are some sharp eyes you have there. So what night is this? 7?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck if I know.
Give me another one.
In Bard's mind, or in Bran's mind, this is indeterminably long.
I also.
Go team fuck up.
All right. You both kind of nod off.
Well, my shadow weakness is idle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Did we give you your new shadow trait?
Yeah. Idleness.
All right.
Or idle.
Well, just as long as I get to be the big spoon, we're okay.
And you kind of come to when you hear a choking cut off. Yeah, from
choking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Brand's in there choking a chicken.
Why do we train?
All right, so sound asleep. I'm going to... sneak forward.
Okay.
And investigate.
Okay. Give me a...
stealth.
Sure.
Not very sneaky.
Okay.
11.
You wait to strap on your armor before...
clank.
I am skilled enough in burglary that I can move undetected when they need to.
Okay.
Stealth?
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna invoke the trait and say that it's good enough.
I'll allow it this time.
That's good, because otherwise I'm gonna completely fuck this up.
And I'm just walking right through the tripwire with the bells.
Whang, whang. Alright, so where are you going?
Did I hear this chicken sound from the chicken house?
Yes.
And I'm going toward the chicken house.
Okay. Are you going in the chicken house or to the chicken house?
Well, I assume, and maybe assuming is making an ass out of you and me, but the way I deal with my chickens is they all go in the chicken house at night, and I shut the door
right, to
keep them safe from predators.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's what the farmer does as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go and see if the door is open.
The door is not open.
Then I'm going to look in through a window.
Okay. Give me a awareness.
Okay.
What's your favorite part of your head?
My handsome nose.
Whatever you say, Cyrano.
Hmm?
That's not gonna work.
All right, you can't really see anything from the window, but you hear what almost sounds like muttering. Not that you can get out, but some kind of soft noise.
All right, I'm going to... something's in there. I'm going to go around to the door and open it.
Okay. All right, you open the door. Chickens kind of squawk when they see you. About half the chickens squawk because a few are gone. Blood spatter.
Sick. Is there anything in here?
It's dark.
Brand, I think we got something. Going to advance with my spear and look around in the twilight in here.
The vaunted stealth of the Dunedain Rangers. You are an exemplar of your craft.
I opened the door and the chickens all went squawk. So I figure the element of surprise is gone at this point.
The element of surprise was gone when he decided to clank your happy ass up here.
Well, no point in pretending like I have it then.
Have I noticed anything?
Give me an awareness.
How about I just say no? With a 14, I'm going to assume no.
14's pretty good. Much better than the 10-year-old before. You're standing there looking in, and you know when it's the kind of dark where you can't tell if you're seeing things, or, you know, it's like the features are changing as your eyes are adjusting.
Let's go with yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
All right.
The kind of dark where you see a monster in the closet, and yeah. It's actually just your shirt
sure.
hanging there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to traumatize you, Brian. You look like you just went back to third grade.
I just went back to this morning.
What in the
You thought your shirt was a monster this morning?
No, I thought, like when I woke up, I thought somebody was standing in the doorway of my room this morning. That was disturbing. You can't, it's fleeting, you can't really tell, but you look like you almost see like a motion of gray kind of over here.
Inside the coop or outside the coop?
You're looking inside the coop, right?
Okay.
I assumed you were standing next to him on the shoulder.
Well, he had just poked his head into the chicken coop and I was kind of standing off a bit. If you want me in there, I can go in there, I don't care.
Yeah.
Sure, so I see something.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the sort of thing where it's gone as soon as you see it, so you're not even sure if you did.
I was going to say I was going to start a fire, but instead of a chicken kebab, that's such a good idea.
I improve the smell.
With all the methane coming about, I don't know if that's such a good idea. I do the tip. There!
Okay. And do you guys have a light source?
I don't think we planned that far ahead.
No.
Because we were, you know, sitting in the dark,
yeah.
Keeping watch, so we're just
going by later. We should have thought of that. Yeah. So, I mean, you're straining your eyes and you can't really see what he's talking about.
Where, Brand? All right, I'm going to drop my spear and jump in. And
what's that saying about the blind leading the blind?
Try to grab, just blindly... tackle whatever's in that corner.
Okay. Oh, this is going to end well.
Come up with a handful of chicken.
A face full of chicken chip.
Give me an athletics check.
Okay.
I swear to God, if you catch something, I will...
No, I still have a leftover bonus.
You snossed, you lost.
No.
All right. You go down in the corner. Your arm actually goes outside the coop. That's almost like one of the slats was pulled off.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, you kind of go down and your arm goes outside and you're like stuck there for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Found where it got in.
Maybe.
You know what? We have put a pretty decent dent in the forces of darkness. And we're getting our asses kicked trying to find a fucking hole in a chicken coop. What the hell?
Something bites your hand.
Ow!
So take 5 endurance.
Okay.
Wow, that's a hell of a bite. In the five endurance.
As it releases and something seems to be scampering to the net.
So it bit the hand that was through the wall?
On the outside.
Brand, it's outside!
What do I have to roll to make like the Kool-Aid man?
Too much.
Well, you were standing in the doorway, right? So you're half in and half out.
Okay. Yes, so I shall run out into the night trying to catch this hand-biting creature.
Okay.
What should I roll to not land on my face?
Athletics.
We're boned. I always shall roll my one die. I don't get it. I chop things up left, right, and center. My athletic score sucks.
You graded everything.
Gandalf. Oh my god, Gandalf.
So you don't fall on your face?
No, I don't fall on my face.
Okay. What were you doing?
I was... I basically jumped back out of the chicken coop and took off towards the direction of the hole was pointing. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. See if I can't see anything scampering in front of me.
Okay. Cloudy nights. The odds are against you. Why don't you give me the bearings?
Sure.
Okay. You can't see anything.
Can I hear it?
You can hear scampering, but you can't really tell the direction. However, you do hear sort of a whisper coming back on the wind.
Nasty men folk won't even share their tasty chickens with precious snow.
I'm out.
And the rest of your searches are for naught. Okay. Farmer's not very happy. Half his chickens are gone and the things in the
other
way.
Well, we got the other half right here.
The other half. Literally half of the chickens are gone. Half of the chickens. Okay.
You know, if you go to a nice place that has roasted chicken, you know, that's a good deal. You get half a chicken.
Yeah. Winter is coming. We still have an hour or so. Do you guys want to do a fellowship phase?
Yeah, I think that makes
sense.
Okay.
I didn't get watch, but...
Well, let's see. I'm going to give you both 4 experience points. Do you wish to winter with the woodmen or repair somewhere else? Will the party disband or...
This is not one of my havens, correct?
Technically, I've never stayed here.
Okay, well then I would probably... We're relatively close to one of my havens, I believe. Wait, isn't Raskabal a haven?
It was for me.
Where?
Yeah, you guys were getting a pass because the Boar Slayer.
Right.
Was making it, but without him, I don't know.
No, I'm trying to think, where is our halfling friend?
Oh, he's in the east, right?
That's a trek. Unless we cut through the narrows again, then I'm not doing that.
Sure.
Well, the travel doesn't, for the fellowship phase,
that's
you're
true.
More
yeah.
than travel.
Yeah.
So
all right.
You
well,
don't have to make a million travel checks.
Yeah, you'd just go around the horn.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, is it worth going to East Riders? You know what? I haven't been home in a couple years. I'll go home.
Okay.
I'll stay in Woodland Town.
Okay.
Woodland Hall, whichever one it is.
Just to be a dick, I'm going to say, without the Boar Slayer, you mm-hmm. need to spend 1 year
yep, I know.
Undertaking this opening. Okay.
So I take it my bite has 6 teeth marks?
Something like that.
Yes.
Maybe 7.
It's nasty, it gets infected, but it gets better.
The nasty, nasty bite says it is.
Yeah. Alright, so... To heal corruption, it says use craft or song to reduce shadow?
Yes.
Okay. You just want me to just... You know what the numbers are?
Well,
here.
Are you doing that?
Yeah.
Okay,
so... I kind of need to.
First you are... Your first thing, you are healing corruption. All right. Give me... You're going to give me a song or a craft check.
Mm-hmm.
Target number 14.
So close. 12. That does nothing.
Yes. Okay. Nick, or Mike. Sorry.
I'm going to spend 1 treasure point to maintain my standing of 1.
Okay. Jack.
I'm going to be raising my stand or my standing from that of a respectable citizen to a officer or sheriff, whichever is used in Dale.
Okay.
Or not Dale. Dale.
Mike.
I'm going to spend 6 XP to raise my wisdom to 2. That's the ranger bonus.
Okay.
I mean, it costs more.
Yeah.
And that will gain me the virtue of my cultural virtue of Dauntless Guardian. And that has like 3 levels to it. So the first level is See the Unseen. It is said that the Elven Wise can perceive shades and wraiths that are otherwise invisible to the eyes of mortals. You have been taught to recognize the signs that betray the haunting of a restless spirit. You're automatically aware of the presence or proximity of ghosts, shades, and wraiths of any kind. A successful roll of lore yields additional information on the nature of the haunting.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Maybe that'll keep get your hand bit.
Well, that was no ghost.
You ain't afraid of no ghost.
At least you got all 10 fingers, right?
That would be really cool, though.
Indigo of the 9 fingers and the ring of doom.
Jack.
And I shall be raising my valor from 3 to 4, taking the reward cunning make for my mail shirt.
Okay.
Which reduces my fatigue by 2. So now my fatigue level is 10.
Okay. Mike.
I'm going to spend, I had 8 advancement points.
Okay.
So I'm going to give myself a dot in craft and riddle.
Okay.
Where I had no dots previously.
How are you training to?
Well, I long winter with the woodmen, so we sit around and tell stories and riddles, and I learn a whole new repertoire of jokes and puzzlers from the woodmen, because they're new people to me. And as far as craft, I'm going to finally learn how to make fire, which seems like an important skill for a ranger.
Probably.
Yeah. So,
I think Brand can coach you. And...
Yeah.
Evidently not.
We take correspondence courses together.
Tired of being cold all the time.
Jack, what else have you got?
I'm tapped.
Okay. And one undertaking to open the woodland settlements.
Yep.
Do you have anything else yourself?
I'm going to visit the Lamp of Balthy as a piece of color.
Okay.
Like, oh, that's the Lamp of Balthy. Oh, nice. I'll pay with this lozenge-shaped silver coin. Oh, wait, Brand has all those. Damn it. And I would like to gain, put my undertaking, there's 2 undertakings for this year end?
Yes.
Okay. So the one that isn't opening Woodman Town is gaining Radagast as a patron.
Hmm.
Since we had such a wonderful time together, spent so much time in each other's company.
Yes.
I want to tell him how much fun I had and how I'd like to do that some more.
I have a thing for that.
And out of game, I guess, or meta.
Yeah.
Since you had a lot of, like, woodman type plot set up, that's what I'm trying to kind of tie us back to.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe I can finally get my parents to stop worrying about me because now I'm a somebody in town.
I don't think it works like that.
No, but they don't have to worry about bankrolling me anymore. Now I'm bankrolling them.
No, you're not. You're grasping.
You bankroll yourself. What's your wisdom? 2? 2. Okay. All right, so you're going to get a minor benefit right now.
Okay.
So when foraging for herbs within the fellowship phase, when foraging for herbs in the fellowship phase, future fellowship phases, you'll be able to roll the feat die twice, take the highest result.
Does that call something, that virtue?
Friend of flora and fauna. In order to get a favored patron requirement, you'd have to have 3. Let me know if you get there.
So if I went to gather Atlas again as an undertaking, I could roll that feat die twice.
Yep.
Never even used the Atlas.
I remember it.
So does that Atlas go away because it's the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay. I have double Atlas. I have none.
Double rainbow. What does it mean?
So beautiful.
The two of you have some pretty bad nightmare this winter.
Yeah, something about a naked ranger getting cuddled up by an elf while someone's playing Careless Whisper.
Visions of a black lamb, an eye wreathed in flame, the raising of a dark tower fill your nightmare. The folk of the East Bight have whisper of glowing lights that seem to dance amid the long barrows where their ancestors lie, and groaning voices that echo from the deepest tombs. The Hall of Ghosts is seen supposedly twice by hunters, and the discovery of four dead men killed seemingly by fright occurs soon. Yep. Thus we enter 29.
Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast is brought to you by Baron Von Productions. The One Ring and the Darkening of Mirkwood are brought to you by Cubicle 7 Games, which has not endorsed or in any way been affiliated with this podcast. For more on The One Ring, Cubicle 7, or any of the players in the campaign, go ahead and check out www.chippewavalleygeek.com. Tune in next time when the company hears the ringing of the marsh bell. Straight at your ass, 100 miles and
running. This one goes out to the four brothers from Compton. You're almost there, but the FBI has a little message for you. Good luck, brothers.
Running like a nigga, I hate to lose. Show me on the news, but I hate to be abused.
Two towers yet?
No, I haven't started that yet. I'm reading a few things in between.
I'm reading like 20 books in between. Yeah, just as you do.
Well, I'm stuff that I'm rereading, I'm really trying to take my time with. So, like, I'm.
Yeah. So you're only, like, doing, like, 100 pages a day.
Well, no, what I mean is I'm, like, I've kind of decided that a bunch of the stuff that I'm rereading, it's going to be the last time I ever read it.
That's a lot.
So I don't want to burn through The Lord of the Rings.
You know that you're going to read it, like, next year.
Oh, no, it's been 15 or 20 years. Yeah, I'm getting ready for death.
Use the player support, Snowy. Seriously, yeah, they could.
I think the house rule should be if a living creature is sitting in Nick's chair.
That sound you heard, that was my brain doing just a small schism.